You're listening to your NTD audiocast, and my name is Ashok Molu. For the first time in 50 years, the number of new cases of human African trypanosomiasis, also known as sleeping sickness, has fallen below 10,000. This reduction is largely due to the determination and continuous field work of national control programs in endemic countries. It is also a tribute to the unrelenting struggle of mobile healthcare teams and volunteers in bringing treatment to people in remote villages. Dr. Perry Simaru is medical officer in charge of sleeping sickness disease at WHO in Geneva, Switzerland.
Although the ideal would be to involve the entire health system for human African trypanosomiasis control, the only effective means at present in providing access to diagnostic and treatment to people living in remote areas where the health system is extremely weak is through mobile teams. These mobile teams stay away from their families for 75% of their time, working in endemic villages to screen an average of 60,000 people in a year. Medical kits comprising 40 kilos of medicines and all the required equipment for the treatment of each patient need to be transported. This implies traveling through impracticable roads or through a net of rivers to reach health centers in charge of HAT treatment. We have a dedicated and hard-working team of healthcare workers and a committed public-private partnership supporting WHO Human African Trypanosomiasis Control Program, which not only donates medicines, but also provides funds to ensure full access to treatment.
In the early 1960s, effective control programs had almost stopped transmission of the disease. But the rarity of cases ended up in a lack of interest in surveillance activities as the disease crept back in the 1980s, leading to worrisome increases in the number of reported cases. Dr. Jean Janet, coordinator of the Innovative and Intensified Disease Management Department of Control of Neglected Tropical Diseases at WHO in Geneva, speaks of renewed hopes for eliminating sleeping sickness in Africa.
In the 60s, major efforts were made to eliminate sleeping sickness from Africa, and this was achieved in 1965. Efforts to maintain efficient surveillance were not made, and the disease re-emerged insidiously. We are now in a comparable situation where we consider that the disease can be eliminated, but strategies must be revised accordingly, and new tools, diagnostics, and safe drugs must be developed to ensure the sustainability of the elimination or control. This phase has to rely mainly on national programs, and as soon as adapted tools would be available, activities must be integrated at peripheral level.
Elimination of the disease will require maintaining and improving the current level of political and financial commitment. It also means an optimal use of human resources and sustaining the implementation of a multi-sectoral and integrated vector control strategy. Sleeping sickness is a parasitic disease transmitted by the bite of an insect commonly known as the tsetse fly. The disease affects mostly the poor in remote rural settings. Untreated, sleeping sickness is always fatal.